Hello everyone, I hope everyone is well. I wanted to discuss an idea with you which has been in my mind for many weeks. Actually, since the isolation began, the shuls have been closed, and what our thoughts and dreams should be as we wait for this pandemic to end. Now, I've been hearing, and many people are davening and dreaming about going back to shul. But the question is that really where we should be praying for, what we should be davening for, besides davening for the health of Jewish people, the whole world, and this pandemic? Maybe our dreams and our thoughts should be somewhere else, in addition to the health, besides the shuls. Let me explain. Now, this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, we know that we don't say Shachiyanu, even though every other mitzvah we do during the year that comes from time to time, mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, mitzvah of Pesach night, Sukkah, Shofar, we say Shachiyanu. And it seems like Sfiras Omer is the one exception to the rule. Where there's no Shechiyanu the first night of Sfiras Omer, the second night of Pesach. This is a question that's discussed by the Baal HaMor, quoted by the Ran. And the second answer that the Ran gives, the Baal HaMor gives, is very simple. Sfiras Omer that we do today, according to the Ran, the Baal HaMor, is not done according to all the pratim of the mitzvah. Because in order to kind the mitzvah on a deraisa level, according to the Baal HaMor and the Ran, we have to have a Beis HaMikdash. We have to have a Korban Omer. We have to be leading towards the Minch Shnei, the Shtei Lechem and Shavuos. And since today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have these Korbanos, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah of Zecher LeMikdash, remembering the Beis HaMikdash. And because that Sfiras HaOmer is opposed to instilling of us a sense of joy when we're kind of mitzvah, it really instills within us a sense of sadness. Whereas the Ran says, Agmas Nefesh, pain to our soul, to our thoughts, as we remember Beis Ma'avienu, the house that we desire, which is the Beit HaMikdash. In other words, the Ran is telling us that in the state that we are in, and we don't have what we need, thinking about what we don't have should cause us pain. And what we're supposed to desire and hope for is the Beit HaMikdash. My uncle, Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, asked the question, do you know, in the Chazal we find mitzvos that are zecher l'mikdash. There's a mitzvah of lulav that we do the second, the third, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh day of Sukkot, which outside the Beit HaMikdash is the Rabbanan, Zecher LeMikdash. And the Gemara asks, why do we have this mitzvah of lulav, 7 days, Zecher LeMikdash? Quotes the Pasuk. Because Sion ain't Dorish Lo, no one seeks out Sion. So the Pasuk's telling us we have to seek out Sion. How do we do that? We do mitzvahs, Zecher LeMikdash. For example, this mitzvah of taking lulav all 7 days. On the other hand, there's the Gemara of Avabatra, end of the third parak, where the Gemara tells us that we have to do other things, zecher l'mikdash, how a chassan and kala behave at the wedding. When we move into a house, we should leave part of the house unfinished, and various other halachot that show the mourning that we experience because we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. And the question is, what is the pasuk? The pasuk is the famous pasuk, Im eshkech Yerushalayim, tishkach yamini, forget Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, my uncle, asks the question, says, why two different sukkim? He says very simply, there are sometimes we remember the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash, and we look forward to joy when we fulfill those mitzvahs in the proper way. And that is Tzion and Dorish Law. There's no one thinking about the future. We have to be thinking about the future. But there are sometimes we do a mitzvah. Think about what we don't have.
And that's in Eshtachelich Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini. When we go ahead and we leave part of the house unfinished, that is to go ahead and to remember the mitzvah, the base mitzvah we don't have, and that's supposed to evoke sadness. And the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, obviously, my uncle points out, the mitzvah evokes sadness. Remember we don't have. Remember we don't have. We have to be sad. You know, it's fascinating. In this Maimer Rishonim, the word says, it refers to the base mitzvah, base of Me'avyenu. That's what we desire. That's what we hope for. In other words, our hopes and our dreams are supposed to be towards the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're supposed to daven for. The Beis HaMikdash, the Beit HaKnesses that we actually, we want to go back to. And believe me, there's no one who wants to return to the yeshivot and the shuls as much as I do. This is where I breathe and I live, my shul, where I teach. But with that being said, the Beis HaMikdash is Beis Mavyenu. The shuls, the Bate Midrashas, Bate Knesios, they were instituted to replace the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Yechezkel told the Jewish people at the time. When they came back to the Beit HaMikdash, when they came to Babel and they were worried, how would they exist in Golos without a Beit HaMikdash? How would they maintain a Jewish identity? And Yechezkel says, have a shul. Have you looked on Mikdash Ma'at? And the shuls will protect you. And the shuls did a very good job. They protected us, helped us maintain our identity. Every time a Jew moved into the community, they had to have a shul. When they built the second base of Mikdash, the shul did such a good job. There were so many Jews who didn't feel need to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But remember, the shuls were a replacement. It was there to fill something, to fill a void, a lack. But we have to remember what our hopes are for the real thing, not for the replacement. And let's not be mistaken now as we're not in the shuls in the yeshivot. Let's not hope and dream for the shuls only, but let's hope and dream and place our prayers or direct our prayers towards the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. You know, there are songs that are coming out hoping and dreaming about going back to shul. Very nice. But the songs which are supposed to go deep down into the depths, deepest parts of our souls, should be focused more on the Beis HaMikdash, not on the shuls. That will come along. What happened? Have we forgot what's really important? Let me give an example. In my community, many parts of Eretz Yisrael, whether people are davening of a minyan in a parking lot, not davening a minyan. When this first started, there was a call that people should say Kabbalah Shabbat together on the mirpasot. And whether or not you believe that davening on porches, you can form a minyan, but saying Kabbalah Shabbat together and singing Kabbalah Shabbat together on a mirpasot is not a minyan. And there were many communities where, and many porches, they would sing together. And it sounded quite beautiful, especially coming from different areas. Would a person say, wow, this is amazing? This is better than being in a shul? Someone would say, I wish this would last forever. It'd be very foolish, because the place to do Kabbalah Shabbat is, of course, in the shul. And the same thing. Should we say, wow, the shuls are so amazing, let's get back to shul? And then we'll be happy and we'll be joyous, because we're back in shul, and we get about the Beit HaMikdash. No, we still have to have Agmas Nefesh, and our hopes and prayers, as the Ma'amor says, Beis Ma'avyenu, that's the words for the Beis HaMikdash. We have to hope for the Beis HaMikdash. I want to finish off with a few psukim from Ezra Paragimel. It's always important to look at the psukim to guide us and inspire us. In Ezra Paragimel, the third chapter of Ezra, The Pasuk tells us that the Jews came back to Eretz Israel to start building the second Beit HaMikdash, and we know in the middle it was stopped, and they laid a foundation, they built the Mizbeach, they laid a foundation stone, and it's quite fascinating what happened, what was the reaction of the Jews when they laid a foundation for the second Beit HaMikdash. Ezra Paragimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayanu Bahala Avodos Lashem Kitom Kazol Yisrael. And all the Jews that were there, Heiriu Trua Gedola Bahal Hashem, They shouted out to Drua Gadola to praise Hashem, Mahusa Beis Hashem. Then in Pasuk Yudbei, is this another perspective? Rabbim me'akonim v'alavim v'rashi avos askenim ashiro sabayis rishim b'yosdo, who saw the first temple and realized the differences. Chazal point out there were a number of differences that would make the second base and make it so different than the first. Zabayis me'neyem, they said, this is what we're hoping for, aspiring to or for. Bochim, the kol gadol, they cried out of a great kol because they remembered the first base of the game, saw the contrast, and they saw the differences. And then Merabim Mitrua b'simcha and kol. Those who didn't understand, they shouted out the simcha. And the pasuk says in pasuk Zib Gimel, the Ein Ha'am Makirim Kol Truas HaSimcha L'Chol B'Chiyam. The nation did not recognize the Kol Truas HaSimcha because of the crying. Because Ki Ha'am Miriam Truah Gedola, because they cried out in a Truah Gedola. Kol Nishma Ad L'Maracho. And this voice, this confusion, this crying was heard to far away until they weren't able to detect the Kol HaSimcha. Not to speak about the second Beit HaMikdash. Maybe if I would have been there, I would have been happy. There's a Beit HaMikdash. But what we can't speak about is what's going on now. Is that what's going to happen? We're going to come back to the shuls, and by the way, we don't know. And then it's Israel. I already saw yesterday news. It's going to take time to get back to shuls. I don't know. I hope it will be soon. In America, I just saw one of the doctor that's Bayusi, I think his name is, the one who is involved on a national level with the whole pandemic, said hopefully by Rosh Hashanah, with social distancing, we'll get back. And we're going to be happy, we're going to dance, we're going to sing, we're going to play music, make a big kiddush, because that's what we're hoping for, waiting for. No, we're waiting for the Beit HaMikdash. And our prayers and our songs and our desires have to be focused towards the Beit HaMikdash. Please, this is an appeal to all Klal Yisrael. Yes, you want to get back to Shul. I love the yeshivot. But let's not forget Beit Mavienu. Let's daven to Hashem. Let's not be those people that are asking for a consolation prize. We want what we really need. We want what is important to Beis HaMikdash. Let's not forget. Let's have the Agmas Nefesh until we get back to Beis HaMikdash. I saw recently a message. We have only a few weeks until Shavuot so we can come back to Shul. Till Shul, Beis HaMikdash. Let's remember that. Let's realize what's important. Bahreinu v'inyano v'samchenu v'sikona v'tikuna v'alshev k'onim v'avodotam u'levim v'shirum v'zimram and the Jews to Mamadam. Let's ask what we need to base on Mikdash. That will be the end of our challenges. That will be what we need, and that will help all of us. Kaini hiratzun v'heri yameinu. A good Shabbos to all.